You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, tonight I'd like to play you some records of guitar and banjo music. I suppose you could say the guitar, electrically amplified to sound like bed springs on the loose or a catfight in a thunderstorm, is the most popular instrument today. Let's hear how it should sound, accompanying a genuine Negro folk singer, not in a threadbare traditional 12-bar blues, but in a typical country-style number recorded in Atlanta in 1927 by Julius Daniels, accompanying himself and assisted by Wilbert Andrews, also on guitar. Can't put the bridle on that mule this morning.
This old mule keep cutting his fool this morning. This old mule keep cutting his fool this morning. This old mule keep cutting his fool. I can't put the bridle on this old mule this morning. Got too soon for me. I told that mule the mule would cheat this morning. I told that mule the mule would cheat this morning. I told that mule the mule would cheat. I hit him in the head with a single tree this morning. Got too soon for me. I got on the mule wouldn't ride this morning. I got on the mule wouldn't ride this morning. I got on the mule wouldn't ride. I hit him in the head with a single try this morning. Got too soon for me. Keep cutting his fool this morning. This old mule keep cutting his fool this morning. This old mule keep cutting his fool. I can't put a bridle on this old mule this morning. Got too soon for me. I told that nigga with the black hat on this morning. I told that nigga with the black hat on this morning. I told that nigga with the black hat on, I'm gonna hit him in the head, just show you born this morning. Got too soon for me. One nigga and a white man placed them up this morning. A nigger and a white man face them up this morning. A nigger and a white man face them up. But a nigger with the money when it's scared to pick it up this morning. Got too soon for me.
Did you notice the rather pathetic implication of that last verse? Nigger and a white man playing seven up, nigger won the money but he's scared to pick it up. The simple directness of the guitar accompaniment to a lovely folk song like that makes a strange contrast to the magnificent technique shown by the immortal Django Reinhardt, the Belgian gypsy, who became one of the greatest jazz guitarists of all time. Here's one of the very few records he ever made entirely solo in 1937, Improvisation. Thank you. Improvisation, improvisation by Django Reinhardt. And we'll be back with more after the break.
Vision Hire, offering 12 months color TV on a deal that works out at only 95 pence per week. Pay £61.25 and you get a new 18-inch color set and 12 pounds with which you could pay your license. For details of this unbeatable offer, call into Vision Hire. Such a good way to start the day. Such a
good way to make the day. Such a good way to start the day. Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, the banjo, long associated with cotton field workers and so-called nigger minstrels, is also capable of solos of great beauty, even humour, as Eddie Gibbs shows in this record of The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise, which he made with Wilbur de Paris' jazz band in 1954. Gibbs with Omer Simeon on clarinet and the Wilbur de Paris jazz band, The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise. In the 19th century in America, there were any number of banjo players of both races who could give a good account of themselves musically, and many of them adapted the piano rags to the banjo. The king of them all was Wes Ossman, who played before Queen Victoria and her successor King Edward VII in London. Like his colleagues, he made many records in the infancy of the recording industry, as it was found that the plangent sound of the banjo recorded realistically. Here's a rag by Abe Holtzman, Smoky Mokes, played by Wes Osman in London on the day the relief of Mafeking was celebrated so enthusiastically, May the 18th, 1900. Quarters of a century ago, and the masterly fingers of Wes Osman comes that rather nice bit of banjo ragtime, Smoky Mokes. I hope the surface wasn't too bad for you. Well, if Wes Osman was the banjo king, and that's how he was billed, who was the greatest white guitarist? At least until the challenge of Django Reinhardt, and certainly the greatest American guitarist, was a young man named Eddie Lang, who worshipped at the feet of the Spanish master, Andres Segovia. In his short life of 30 years, Eddie Lang made hundreds of records, solo and with bands. Here's an example solo, with the autobiographical title, Eddie's Twister.
Thank you.
Eddie Lang playing Eddie's Twister. Good name, isn't it? That was made in 1927. 2 years later, Eddie Lang teamed up with the great Negro guitarist and blues singer from New Orleans, Lonnie Johnson. Together they made many delightful unaccompanied duets. Remember I played you Bullfrog Moan a few weeks ago? Let me turn that one over now and show how perfectly the sophisticated Italian Salvatore Massaro, Eddie Lang was his pseudonym, and the down-to-earth New Orleans master Lonnie Johnson fitted together in A Handful of Riffs. Lang and Lonnie Johnson, A Handful of Riffs. Lonnie Johnson was not the only guitarist to team up with Eddie Lang in a recording studio, though. In 1932, the year before Lang died, he made two sides with Carl Kress, both delightful examples of tuneful guitar technique that was never abused. Here's one of them, Feeling My Way. Thank you. Feeling My Way on two guitars by Eddie Lang and Carl Kress. Of course, an artist as superb as Eddie Lang was bound to have admirers and imitators, but there were very few who could achieve the breadth of tone, the depth of feeling and expression that was at least at that time exclusive to Eddie Lang. One who studied with him and reached a very high standard of playing was the clarinet and saxophone star Andy Sanella, who was not only entirely at home playing sweet, straight or hot dance music on any reed instrument, but could fool people into thinking he was Eddie Lang, as on this record of Swanee Shore, in which he accompanies the 1927 pop vocalist Alma Rotter.
I've got everything I want, wealth and even fame. Still there's something missing in it all. For a memory seems to haunt, and it's very plain. It's the sunny Southland call. Swanee Shore, you're beckoning, and what's more, I'm reckoning Swanee Shore. I'm longing to go back to that cabin door, where someone is waiting for, or someone who's longing for her cheery hello. I want to see the dark is all dancing, where life is full of joy and romance. Swanee Shore, there under a sycamore, I'll slumber, old Swanee Shore. I want to go home.
Swanee Shore by Alma Rotter, guitar accompaniment by Andy Sanella. And we'll have some more after the break.
Hi, kids! Heard about EMI Soundhog recording cassettes? If you've got a cassette recorder, you can't afford not to. It may sound incredible, but Soundhog is one of the lowest-priced cassettes on the market. Beautiful sound for less than 1p a minute. And Soundhogs come in gorgeous red, yellow, and blue cases. Incredible sound from one of the lowest-priced cassettes around. Remember the name, EMI Soundhog. Soundhog.
Come caroling with Capital from this Monday till next Saturday and sing along with your favorite Capital DJ.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Meet the Capital girls who'll be giving away stickers, sew-ons and singles to make your Christmas something to remember. Look out for the Capital Pepsi bus in Islington on Monday opposite the Camden Passage, on Tuesday in Kings Road, Chelsea and opposite Cheeseman's in Lewisham on Wednesday. On Thursday we'll be in the shopping arcade, Clapham Road, Stockwell, outside Kingston Guildhall on Friday and at the Arndale Centre, Service Road, Wandsworth, on Saturday the 21st. So make a date this week and come caroling with Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, many jazz band guitarists and in the 1920s could double on banjo, of course, and they did. And one of the finest of these was Johnny Sincere, who played banjo with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band in 1923. Joe Oliver sent for him specially to play banjo on the band's records. He also recorded with Jelly Roll Morton on guitar and banjo, and on Louis Armstrong's Hot Sevens record of the old folk tune Willie the Weeper, Sincere plays a magnificent solo as a prelude to Louis' own concluding chorus. With Johnny Sincere on guitar by Louis Armstrong's Hot Seven. During the 1930s, several white musicians showed they had thoroughly understood the message of the blues idiom, and this next record is another side from the famous jam session at Victor in 1937 with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, and George Wetling on drums, and they produced one of the finest blues records of them all. The guitarist was Dick McDonough, with only 15 more months to live, playing a delicately phrased Last Testament, with Fats Waller, the only Negro present, at the piano. Thank you. Victor's Jam Session Blues, featuring Dick McDonough on guitar. Another great coloured guitar player whom we've met before on Mardi Gras is Bobby Lee Can, who made several delightful sides accompanying harmonica soloist Robert Cooksey. Here's a charming one with the odd and quite unsuitable title, Dirty Guitar Blues. Lee Can playing guitar to Robert Cooksey's harmonica, Dirty Guitar Blues. I'd like now to play another example of country-style blues guitar playing, this time with the Memphis Jug Band. Here there are harmonica, jug and kazoo with two guitars in a beautiful railroad impression, K.C. Moan.
Get back on that kid. get back on that kissy road. Oh, when I get back on that kissy road, I'm gonna love my baby like I never loved before.
That beautiful. K.C. Moan with the Memphis Jug Band. You know, I once saw a teenage lad moved to tears by that, yet he was not normally interested in anything but the latest pop music. Oh, which reminds me, you remember the skiffle craze of some years ago? Well, while that was on, there was a record made called Storm in the Barn, using a similar instrumentation to the Memphis Jug Band, but with a T-chest bass and washboard and a banjo and a guitar. From a Negro impression of a railroad in 1929 to an English white band's impression of one 30 years later, owing most of its effect to the magnificent banjo and guitar teamwork. Barnstormer's Spasm Band, Storming the Barn. One of the top guitarists today is Chet Atkins of Nashville, who in 1961 recorded this very attractive number with other guitars and rhythm, bridging the gap between country and western folk music and country-style blues jazz, with a neat quote from In the Mood for Good Measure, a number called Windy and Warm. Windy and Warm by Chet Atkins. And I'll have some more after the break.
For about the price of a bottle of sparkling wine, buy three bottles of Pomaine sparkling cider this Christmas. Fantastic value. So hurry, Pomaine's in off licenses and licensed grocers now.
Record break. Harlequin Record Shops are featuring the new Andy Kim single, Fire Baby I'm on Fire, from his album Andy Kim.
You feel just like a woman should.
Baby, I'm on Fire, the new Andy Kim single, and the album Andy Kim on Capitol Records and Tapes are available now at the 60 Harlequin Record Shops and all good record stores.
How smart are you at spotting shopping bargains? Well now, if you find the best Super Savers in your store, any cart-price food or drink item that strikes you as a real Super Saver, then the thing to do is phone Michael Aspel from 9:30 to 10 any weekday morning and tell him about it. You see, the best Super Saver of the day wins a £25 grocery voucher, and there are runners-up prizes too. So start spotting the bargains. Ring Michael and help us all save on our bills and maybe win a month's groceries free yourself on Capital's Super Savers.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, Duke Ellington's great band had a superb banjoist and guitarist for many years in Fred Guy, who never took a solo. But Lonnie Johnson was a guest soloist on several Duke Ellington numbers in 1928, and the following year, this eerie record of Haunted Nights featured the splendid guitar work of Teddy Bunn.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's orchestra, Haunted Nights, featuring Teddy Bunn on guitar. Lastly, let's go back to New Orleans for a record of George Lewis's ragtime band playing Mama Don't Allow It, featuring the rock-steady, musicianly banjo of Lawrence Marrero, one of the greatest ensemble banjo players who emerges here for a great solo in defiance of Mama. Mama don't allow that, she doesn't know what she's missing. And if Mama don't allow no record playing here, I don't care what Mama don't allow. I'll play some more next week anyhow. Will you join me? I'm cooking up some good things for you. Till then, this is Brian Ruth saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Mm.